careful. Pranksters are on the prowl today. An in-depth look at April Fool's Day is next on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
This is Jeff Diamond, and we're talking to the creator of Right Size Smoothies, Steve Bostic.
I just got off the phone with a woman who ordered Right Size last week. Her name was Joni, and she'd already lost 12 pounds in only 7 days, and she was so excited. She said this is the first time that she's tried a weight loss product that actually worked for her.
When you drink a Right Size smoothie, you feel like you're full, and that's what you're looking for, isn't it?
We call it the Hunger Smashing Smoothie. We've developed a cutting-edge appetite manager called Appamine. It's in the smoothie. You drink the smoothie. It knocks out your appetite. It helps you burn more calories than you take in safely and without being hungry. And as you know, that's what leads to weight loss. It's a great product.
And you're going to let people try this for free for 2 weeks.
It's the best deal that anybody's ever offered on a weight loss product. You don't pay anything up front. You try the product free for 2 full weeks, see how it works for you, and either you lose the weight or you never pay for it.
Try Right Size before you buy it. For your free 2-week trial, call 1-800-644-1381. That's 1-800-644-1381. 1-800-644-1381.
With more practical tips and useful advice, here's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, April 1st, the 91st day of the year. Lon Chaney and Debbie Reynolds were born on the 1st of April, and no joke, AMC introduced the Gremlin on this day in 1970. The exact origin of April Fool's Day has been lost in the midst of time, but it may have begun in the 16th century when Europe made the transition from the Julian to the Gregorian calendar. Those who weren't quick enough to adjust became the butt of jokes. But the first mention we can find in print is an early American almanac. Poor Robin's Almanac from 1760 says, "The 1st of April, some do say, is set apart for All Fools' Day. But why the people call it so, nor I nor they themselves do know." And that's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more about this day in history at almanac.com.